But October, Lloydie, is golf month. What handicap are you on?
I don't play, G.
You don't play at all. All right. That's I know you don't either, Beaver, so leave it to me.
One round in the last 9 years.
If you do get the golf bug, you can head to golfmonth.com.au. And an old sparring partner of mine on the golf course who went round one of the finer golf courses in Western Australia with a couple of years ago is Luke Bruce, the Hawthorn star. He joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Luke.
Thanks, boys. How are you?
Going well. Are you fitting any training inside your golf games, which no doubt you are an addict at the present time of the year?
Exactly right. So today consisted of a little bit of training early this morning and then, tee time at about 12:15 to have a hit this afternoon. So always try and fit in the training first and then get out in the course.
It must be almost an exciting time for you, knowing that it was a tough year, but a year that enabled you to unearth a number of players in different spots, and you get a couple of recruits called Rioli and Frawley back into the team next year. And Birchall.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly right. Those names you mentioned will obviously come back into the side. And then, as you said, we unearthed a number of young guys who have really come on in the last sort of 12 to 18 months. So guys like Burton, Sicily, Hardwick, these sort of guys are going to be the future of our football club. So exciting times ahead. Everyone's obviously keen to get back into pre-season, and it was a disappointing year. Everyone wants to play finals, but as you said, really looking forward to pre-season and starting the 2018 season really well.
And Luke, you have bought in Jarman Impey. Do you think that was that losing Bradley Hill, that bit of pace and that excitement? Obviously you'll get Cyril Rioli back, but it was something you lacked. Could you see him playing off half back for you or in that front half?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because he's a great player, and as you said, that leg speed is so handy, being able to break the lines. I think he can probably fit a number of roles for us, but as you said, maybe off half back, give us a little bit of dash, use the ball well, and give us a little bit of spark as well. If we need him, we can go forward, maybe off a wing or something as well. So really, we're looking forward to what Jarman can add to our side.
I think there'll be a lot of eyes also on Jager O'Meara. Everyone understands the issues he had. He played a few games last year, not overly impressive. But from all reports, his knee injuries are just about 100%, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do.
Yeah, it would have been a frustrating year for Jager, and obviously the last few years has been as frustrating as well. So, hopefully for him, he can have a strong pre-season again. That was the thing last year. He had an outstanding pre-season. It looked like he was going to come into the season really well and had a hiccup, but hopefully he can have a really strong pre-season. That knee holds up and he can get back to some of the best football that we know he can play.
Hawthorn forward Luke Bruce has joined us on Sports Day. Luke, just before we rule a line under 2017, first time that you hadn't played finals in your career, so how was September? Did you watch the finals? It must have been a pretty strange month for you.
It was a very strange month. I got to watch the first lot of finals and then I was overseas after that, so it's funny, you still tune in and you log onto the NFL app and I was listening to a little bit of footy on the radio and things like that, or you see the highlights through your Twitter feed. So it was hard, it is difficult, and as I said before, it's what we play this game for. So we'll be working hard in the off season to get back there next year.
And on your own form, how much time did you spend reflecting on your year? First time since your debut year that you dipped under 40 goals for the season. Did you spend much time reflecting on the way the previous 6 months had unfolded?
Yeah, I have. Probably the first point of call was Clarko on the exit meeting that happens at the club. So that's a good starting point for that sort of discussion. And then, you do. Over the last couple of weeks, I've had some quiet time, obviously being overseas and travelling and whatnot. You get a little bit of time to think about it, and pretty disappointed, I guess, with my season. I hold myself with pretty high standards, so looking forward to, obviously trying to improve during the pre-season and get back to some of the best football that I know I can play.
Hey, Luke, you guys at Hawthorn have set the trends for so long, obviously winning three premierships in a row, but the way the Western Bulldogs and Richmond have won the premierships the last 2 years, have you seen similarities in that style with that front end pressure, obviously the way they've played and the small forward lines, those type of things? Do you think that's a trend in the game or something will evolve to something different again next year?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. You're spot on in terms of the similarities, and no doubt when we were winning that, I certainly think myself, Pioppolo, Rioli had important roles to play, but at the same time you still need those big guys like guys like Ruffhead and that in our side, Gunston even, anyone who can make a contest for us to then mop up at their feet is pretty important as well. So I think you certainly need a balance, but yeah, you're right. Those last couple of premierships have come off the back of obviously outstanding pressure and then being able to block the corridor. The way that Richmond really strangled Adelaide this year was very impressive.
Just on Jack Gunston, do you expect him to stay in defence next season?
That's a great question. Obviously, he's a very natural forward, but he showed that he could go back and play a really important role for us. So I'm only guessing at this stage, but I'd say he'd start forward again and then see how the year pans out.
The forward line is an interesting one. It's going to be fascinating at the start of this season just how much influence the likes of Richmond. I reckon Hawthorn, you've had a very small forward line with lots of pressure around the ball, etc., not specifically hitting it to a target, just getting it to the ground. The Bulldogs last year were similar. It'll be interesting just to see how you set up in the forward line next year as well.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, if Gunston goes back there, he's another tall. He can play small, I guess, as well. Rioli will be back, hopefully myself, and Piopo are still healthy as well, so... You then throw in other tall like Schoelmakers, O'Brien come on this year, especially if he plays forward maybe. So certainly you need that mix of being able to obviously fly for the footy, but at the same time being able to put pressure and cause the opposition to turn it over on the way back out.
How's it going to be playing against Luke Hodge?
It'll be very, very weird, I think, that first time. But it's going to be interesting. No doubt he's a one of the most ruthless competitors I've ever come across. So no doubt when he runs out against us, he'll be doing everything in his power to get the win.
You got a new CEO, you've got a new president, albeit an old president. When you look at your post-career, where do you see yourself fitting into football? Do you see yourself as a more of an administrator CEO type or more presidential?
That's a good one. I'm doing a Bachelor of Commerce at university, so I'm not sure where that puts me. Probably more administration and things like that, but definitely not anywhere near the presidential sort of status.
And you're a part owner of a hotel. Do you get involved at the hotel tomorrow with the admin of it?
Yes, I was back there last weekend. We've been open for about 12 months now. So, obviously with the commerce degree, it's been a good learning curve for me to get involved with it all and try and learn a few things along the way. There's a number of things that I had no idea about in terms of the back end of a business that has been really good for me to cast my eye over. But there's a number of guys that are involved as well that probably do more of the hands-on, I guess, accounts and running of the actual business itself, I guess.
This is all part of the business of sport, Jared, and that's thanks to the winning team at Officeworks. If you've got the big ideas, Officeworks has the lowest price. Talk to us about tomorrow, Luke, a small town near the Riverina. What's a normal Saturday night like at the Hotel Tamora?
Yeah, so last Saturday we had a fundraiser for the local Catholic school and then back to the pub by about 6 o'clock. So it's an interesting one because we can trade late through till about 2 or 3 in the morning, but there's only certain nights of the year that you can do that and you need security and all these different things. So most of the time the pub shuts at midnight and moves everyone on, but it's a pretty good vibe. We based it the redesign off a number of Melbourne hotels, so it's probably not your usual country looking pub, but it's going okay at the moment. Just starting to look
sometimes a lock-in, I reckon, Jared.
Possibly a lock-in. You're overseas tomorrow? Yep.
I head off to overseas tomorrow for a golf trip, which will be nice.
Well, don't forget your passport. It is golf month in October. Appreciate your time, Luke, and good luck with the rest of the off-season and pre-season not far away.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.